I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A federal judge in Louisiana on Friday blocked the Biden administration from lifting a public health order that immigration officers have used to expel migrants at the southwest border. A Trump-appointed district judge in Lafayette ruled that the Biden administration violated administrative law when it announced in April that it planned to halt Title 42. He said that lifting Title 42 would cause irreparable harm because states would have to spend money on health care, law enforcement, education, and other services for migrants. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said in a statement that Title 42 is not an immigration tool, but a public health order, and will comply with the court's order as long as it remains in place. The ruling will most likely spark a months-long legal battle. The U.S. Department of Justice quickly filed an appeal and said it believes that the Biden administration's decision to lift 42 was legal. With Texas poised to automatically ban abortion if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, some Republicans are already setting their sights on the next target, fighting businesses that say they'll help employees get abortions outside the state. 14 Republican members of the Texas House of Representatives have pledged to introduce bills in the coming legislative session that would bar corporations from doing business in Texas if they pay for abortions in states where the procedure is legal. This would explicitly prevent firms from offering employees access to abortion-related care through health insurance benefits. It would also expose executives to criminal prosecution under pre-Roe anti-abortion laws the legislature never repealed. Their proposals highlight how the end of abortion would lead to a new phase in the fight over the procedure in Texas. The Republican members laid out their plans in a letter to Lyft CEO Logan Green. Green drew the lawmakers' attention in April when he said on Twitter that the rideshare company would help pregnant residents of Oklahoma and Texas seek abortion care in other states. Green also pledged to cover the legal costs of any Lyft driver sued under Senate Bill 8, the Texas law that empowers private citizens to file lawsuits against anyone who assists in the procurement of an abortion. The letter also lays out other legislative priorities, including allowing Texas shareholders of publicly traded companies to sue executives for paying for abortion care, as well as empowering district attorneys to prosecute abortion-related crimes outside of their counties. These actions would likely mean targeting companies that the state has wooed as potential job creators. Tesla, for instance, announced this month that it would pay for employees' travel costs when they leave the state to get an abortion. Governor Greg Abbott celebrated the electric car company's move to Austin last year, and this year urged its CEO, Elon Musk, to move Twitter's headquarters to Texas if he completes his purchase of the social media firm. Several other large companies, including Amazon, Uber, and Starbucks, have also said they would help employees or customers seek abortion care outside of Texas. How much political support these proposals have in the Republican caucus is unclear. House Speaker Dade Phelan, a Beaumont Republican, declined to comment, as did Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Governor Greg Abbott. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or Amazon Alexa device. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by the Annette Strauss Institute for Civic Life. On May 25th, join KUT transportation reporter Nathan Bernier for a panel with Austin leaders to discuss transportation and affordability. For more info, visit straussinstitute.moody.utexas.edu. Tickets are on sale now for the Texas Tribune Festival, Texas's breakout politics and policy event. Hear from Cecile Richards, Annette Gordon Green, Carl Rove, and more when you join us in Austin on September 22nd through the 24th. Get tickets at tribfest.org.